Works.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Good to have you with us. Again, as I've said many times in the past, if you have any comments, either give me a call or send me an email, and that's very easy to find my contact numbers. Just go to the website, kereport.com. You can also reach me through Genesis. I'm opening the show right now with a couple of good friends of mine, Steve Carr, who I also do a show with on the Business Talk Radio Network, and John Kaiser. John is a newsletter writer. He is an analyst, got his start in Western Canada, now lives in the Bay Area, has a very, very interesting newsletter entitled the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. John is a frequent speaker at various conferences all over the world, and you know what? I consider him a valuable guest on our show. We are going to chat about an article that Bill Bonner wrote in the Daily Reckoning, which I also have to recommend to listeners, probably the largest circulation of any newsletter in the world, but Bill wrote an article back earlier in the week entitled Current Market Valuation, Deciphering the Randomness. And it's interesting because Bill feels very strongly that market cycles have a tendency to last one generation, which is approximately 33 to 37 years. And he, as a point of proof for his statement, he says, look, we had a high in 1929. We had a high in 1966. We had another high in 1999. Periods of highs have always been followed by downward movement to a basic bottom, which he can prove happens every 33 to 37 years, and at that point the trend begins to reverse itself again. Having said that, okay, we're in a long-term decline of the stock market right now, according to Bonner, and I certainly believe that. John, let's start out with you. Do you agree?
Yeah, I would agree, because we've been through a 30-year period where the market shifted very much away from, dividend-paying yield in equities to one of all about capital gains. And capital gains are ultimately a Ponzi scheme where you're trying to shift the burden of getting liquidity for your stake in the company to somebody else. And we have, in a sense, peaked with this process. And P.E. ratios are still very high, and companies are paying very low dividends, and we have a boomer generation heading into toward retirement with a need for income, not capital gains, and we've got a younger generation of people with no real jobs, in particular here in the United States, to look forward to, because the cost structure here is still significantly higher than it is in Asia, where all the production capacity is now shifting. So, yes, prices need to come down, but it's a problem because dividends are taxed differently in different jurisdictions. So people offshore tend to bid up stocks and keep them from going down to a level where they can stabilize and become dividend-paying entities that don't appreciate in price unless the actual dividend paid out increases.
Steve, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think John's explanation is excellent. And, of course, Bill Bonner, you know where I stand with him and his team. I think these guys are brilliant, but not nearly as brilliant as our team. And let me tell you why, a little bit tongue-in-cheek there. Clyde Harrison, who we also do that weekend show with, Al, has explained both legs of that 30-some-year cycle. If you look at 66 to 82, stocks went nowhere. You could have bought the Dow in 1966 at 875. You would have sold it 16 years later in 1982 at, guess what, 875.
Right.
Stocks are commodities, or what we call stuff, what Clyde loves to refer to as stuff, on the other hand, exploded. You had crude oil go from 8 to 32, gold go from 30-some dollars an ounce to 850. But then in 82... where Time Magazine had the death of the equities market, remember that, front cover, you had stocks explode from 1982 to 2000, basically an 18-year cycle, where commodities or stuff went nowhere, you know, during this long, grueling process. So it is a cyclical pattern. It does run in 30-some years. And I hope Bonner and his team are hearing about this with my claiming now that we're a lot smarter than they are.
Those guys are frequent guests on our program, and I got to tell you, I would have to take issue with you to that effect. It's funny, you know, John, I have been, looking for a place to park money that I feel has the greatest degree of safety of anything, you know. And we're going to be talking more about this on the show later with folks like Dr. Martin Weiss. I'm going to be chatting about it with Dean Malone. I'm going to be chatting about it with James Turk. But, you know, I am really rapidly coming to the conclusion right now that I really want a chunk of my family's assets in precious metals and precious metals related investments. And you know what? And I'm thinking I want the balance perhaps in something like bonds issued by Germany. And the reason I say that is because, as Dean is going to discuss later on in the program, you know, did you know that Germany was the second largest net exporter in the world behind mainland China? I mean, that's a pretty darn safe place in this sea of turmoil, in my opinion, to be.
Yes, and now they own all these IOUs from the weaker parts of Europe.
Well, it's the weaker parts of Europe. I think I know what you mean by that statement, but why don't you elaborate?
Well, the export market, to a big degree, it was also the Eastern European countries and the so-called PIIGS group, the PIGS. And they were able to finance their imports by selling bonds back to the bigger credit holders, whose banks themselves now own these instruments. And all of a sudden, there's no ability to pay. And we have a similar problem here in the United States, vis-a-vis China. We buy all their stuff. They ship the cash back to us and get IOUs. And so they're sort of wondering, okay, now what exactly is America going to do for us that will eventually even out this imbalance, this debt that has been incurred? I think Germany and France have that problem relative to the other countries in Europe themselves.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, Steve, I keep going back to the conversation that you and I and Clyde had in Chicago about a year and a half ago about, you know, Clyde saying the only place in the world to be right now is stuff. You know, one of Clyde's former associate, Jim Rogers, when we were in Frankfurt about 2 years ago, having a drink with Jim and Kathy, and he basically lectured Kathy and I for 2 hours on why stuff was the only place to be probably until 2020. So, you know, I'm getting pretty comfortable in that market. How about yourself? Oh, I know you are.
Well, you know, and I just had a discussion with my son Andrew yesterday, Al, because, you know, he saw this National Inflation Association series of videos that will just scare the bejabbers out of anybody, rightly so. I'd encourage all of our listeners to get on that, or your listeners on this forum. But, Al, I am more and more convinced for me, the place I want to be are margin of safety companies where the golden in the ground is valued at 140 an ounce, not 1200. It's at least 1 or 2 to 1 on a margin of safety. And I am more concerned, Al and John, than ever before about confiscation, not just of gold at this point, but even of silver. And to add insult to injury, in 1933, when FDR did confiscate gold, guess what the top companies on the Dow Jones were? Gold and silver mining companies.
No.
So they didn't touch it under the ground because they didn't want to put up the hard-earned money to get it above the ground. But once it was above the ground, it was confiscated. And if you're going to diversify into tangibles, why not diversify where you got $140 an ounce gold in the ground? It's never been confiscated there.
Right.
And you're rewarded for it from past performance of what happened during the Great Depression in this country and the Weimar Republic in Germany.
There you have it. I'm going to bring John and Steve back in the show next week. We'll continue this discussion along these same lines. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back with Dean Malone. Dean is a commodity expert, currency expert, makes his home and works out of Texas. Very interesting guy, been on the show before. Dean, we have some very, very interesting things going on with currencies right now, whether we're talking about the euro, whether we're talking about the British pound, whether we're talking about the U.S. dollar. Very, very volatile times. Could you comment on that?
Yes, it's interesting that we've seen over the last week the euro dollar and the pound dollar, which are stable items that we normally trade in the foreign currency market, we've seen them take immediate fall down last week during the flash crash, and then all of a sudden, this week we make an exorbitant move back up, and we thought we were on a rebound. We thought there was going to be some stability with this $1 trillion rescue package for the Eurozone and the new UK government coalition being put together. But interesting, as of today, we've seen both the euro dollar and the pound dollar both fall down to the lows that they experienced during the flash crash of last week. Euro right now being down around the 125.50 area, and seeing the pound dollar today breaking 147. These are pretty extreme areas for them to be down to, because the 125.50 area on the euro dollar is a two-year low. If we break that level, we will see continual movement potentially on the euro dollar down to 120, and some are estimating to see the pound dollar move down to 135. Now, if this were to occur, the U.S. right now is seeking money. How we make some of our income is via exports. If we see a reduction in the euro dollar and in the pound dollar, our U.S. exports are going to drop off, and that means the income we've been seeking from those is going to decline as well.
Okay, here's an interesting situation. Al Corlin's got $100,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is the safest possible place where he could put that money?
Very good question. Most people at this point are definitely, you know, they're eyeing gold right now. There's speculation. Now, gold today has moved back down to the March 12th highs of 1226. They are looking for a potential rebound on gold back up potentially to 1275, possibly to 1300. Now, it's interesting, one of the partners of the firm I work with, he and I were talking that if you look back where gold was at in 1982 when it took its big move up, and you compare the value of the dollar today compared to what the value of the dollar was back then, there's still room for gold to move up to potentially 2,000 mark or 2,200. But I don't think you put everything into the gold. You diversify. Some of the European investors right now being scared of this trillion-dollar house of cards, is what some people refer to it, could be coming crashing down. As a matter of fact, to back that up, Deutsche Bank's chief executive, Ackerman, today said that the money that they had loaned out to help out Greece, he feels like Greece won't be able to pay it back. So guess what the Eurozone's involved in right now? The CDO and the CDO, the collateralized debt obligations, the CDO thing that's been going on or plaguing some of the financial firms in the U.S., you're going to see more of that happening in the Eurozone. So we have European investors moving into safe haven of the dollar, into bonds and treasuries on a short-term basis to see if things will settle out in Europe. Jean-Claude Trichet needs to make some things, he needs to put something into practice. If he doesn't, then there's going to be some problems forthcoming for the Eurozone. The other issue is that David Cameron, the new prime minister, and Nick Clegg, the deputy minister, in the UK, this new coalition government, they've been talking about, we're going to come out with some plans. Well, they better get on the stick and put some plans into action before we see a potential UK credit rating drop. Another problem with the Eurozone. So right now, Al, to answer your question, look into gold, look into safe haven of maybe bonds or treasuries. Another thing you might want to be considering is consumer staples. Now, I'm not a player in the stock market, but the things we've seen in the market, usually consumer staples, as the U.S. economy improves and employment's dipping down, we're going to see an improvement in the normal everyday goods that folks have used in the past, have sought out cheaper substitutes. They may move into those better goods now.
Again, let's take that hypothetical case of $100,000. Okay,
mm-hmm,
how would
mm-hmm.
you break it up? You know, what percent would you allocate to precious metals, specifically gold? What percent would you allocate to, I think you're saying, T-bills or what have you? How would you break it up?
I would do 10 to 20%
for each one of those segments. And then that leaves you with, now for me as a foreign currency trader, as an intraday trader, I'm a pretty active trader, so I'm in and out of the market with foreign currency. I think it all goes back to your personality as a trader. If you're the buy and hold type of trader or investor, rather, you're going to be putting things, in gold. Let's see where gold appreciates to, what the T-bills do. Our yields compared to the yields with Europe right now are really appreciating. If you want to look at something, check out the yields on some of the bonds between Germany and Greece. We've seen those two-year yields on some of these bonds really appreciate up to as much as 18.5%. Can you believe that? On a two-year bond, up 18%. We may see the same thing happen with some of the bonds between Germany, Portugal, and maybe some between the U.S. and Europe. So look for that as well. If you have a financial advisor or investor or an investment counselor who has access to those vehicles.
My question is this: the odds. What are the odds? For example, you talk about buying Spanish bonds, you talk about buying Greek bonds, you talk about buying foreign bonds over there, etc. At the risk of sounding like a total gloom and doomer, okay, mm-hmm. What if this whole thing collapses? I mean, what if economically this whole thing implodes? Then where are you? Isn't that
That's a very good point. I would say in that case, if you're a doom and gloomer, and we've had definitely some of the folks on CNBC and some others mentioning the doom and gloom aspect, then you need to move more sizably into the gold or precious metals aspect. We've actually seen silver making a bigger move as of late, a percentage move over gold. That was talked about extensively over the last couple of days. And then move into U.S.-backed treasuries. I would only think that those would be the safest bets. Now, it is kind of a gambler's mentality to go out there and say, well, I'll buy these Spanish bonds or these bonds. But what you want to look at is the bonds back to Germany or back to some other stable country. Okay, I'm not suggesting do the flip side going into Greek bonds versus Germany. Go with the safer, and if I were looking at European bonds, I'd be definitely considering Germany because they are the foothold of the rest of the European Union.
And you feel that Germany is the strongest country over there right now. I guess
they are the second largest exporter to the world behind China.
Yeah.
Folks may not know that, but you have China,
yeah,
then Germany, then the U.S.
Yeah.
Third, and then the fourth is Japan. So from that aspect, yes.
Okay. Well, there you have it, Dean Malone. Dean, thank you so much. Listen, if you want to get some more information on Mr. Malone, simply click on his picture on our website. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with Rolyn Bailey. Rolyn, actually, we're doing a remote with her. She is in Boston as we speak. Rolyn attended the New York Hard Asset Investment Conference, basically known to most people as the New York Gold Show this past week. Met with a lot of folks in the industry back there. And I wanted to, given the fact that we're talking a lot on this particular program about gold and silver, I wanted to get Rolyn's impressions as to what was the general attitude back there. Rolyn, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. In terms of the show in general, I am curious, was that now gold earlier this week closed at an all-time high, and I'm curious what the general feeling was among both the exhibitors and the speakers at the gold show regarding the future direction of the price of gold and gold and silver. Are we talking enthusiasm? Are we talking about caution? What are we talking about?
Well, certainly enthusiasm. Obviously, with gold hitting all-time highs, that's good for the gold bugs and good for the gold companies. There's certainly been a lot of excitement in the market in general the last couple of weeks with the volatility that we had last Thursday with the fat finger or whatever the consensus was with what happened with the big drop on Thursday and with gold rallying after that. I think there's just a lot of buzz about stocks in general. But it was a really good show this year. Historically, it's been mostly retail shareholders, but we saw a lot of institutions coming in this year and a lot of analysts coming by and talking to the company. So it was certainly a good show for us to attend.
Well, you know, something that I'm finding really interesting right now is I typically get up in the morning and read the Wall Street Journal and the Seattle Times being very, very conventional mainstream media. And And in the business section today, they were talking about gold, why gold is escalating in price, why gold is probably a good investment right now. You know, it's a lot of people claim that when the feeling in the conventional media, or I guess I should say when the message in the conventional media goes along those lines, you know, that's the sign of a top in the market. I don't think that's the case right now.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but certainly if you look at the very savvy, well-educated investors, they all are long-term bullish on gold. I mean, whenever the economy is unstable, which is certainly the case now, that's when gold tends to outperform the other stocks that you can pick from. So with, you know, very low interest rates and with inflation looming and all the stuff that's going on in Europe, I mean, there's just so much uncertainty in the global market, and that's when you see the precious metals tend to outperform because gold is seen as a store of wealth. It's considered a safe haven.
Oh, of course it's. Yeah, I mean, of course it is. It's, you know, the thing that I think is making the market different today than you know, in past strong bull gold markets. I think the main difference today is we really have an almost worldwide financial crisis. You know, you look what's going on in Greece, you look what's going on in other European countries, specifically Portugal, Ireland, Spain. You know, you look what's happening in the United States. You look what's happening in Canada. Really, the only bastion of strength right now economically, and I never thought I'd say this, is mainland China and perhaps India. Boy, you know, and those folks over there are really enthusiastic about investing in gold and silver. So, I mean, this, in my mind, bodes very well for companies like yours, Nova Gold.
Well, certainly. I think that's one thing that sets us apart because we're not a pure gold play. So we have a significant gold resource, obviously, with 17 million ounces of gold reserves and 8 million ounces in other categories. But we've also got a big copper position with 9 billion pounds of copper in all categories. And certainly from the Asian countries, there's an incredible amount of interest in securing their copper for future demand because every time, you know, they've got 2 million people a year moving from the countryside into the cities, and along with that comes technology they're looking for. Some of the infrastructure development, the construction development, and all those are very dependent on copper in particular. There's no real replacement for copper in the marketplace. It's a pretty unique.
You know, it is. I don't mean to cut you off, but I need to cut you off just to tell you one thing. And you know, we made listeners aware that we're doing this as a remote in this particular segment, and you kind of started to go in and out just a little bit. So if you could just, you know, kind of talk directly into the mouthpiece, that would be great. Didn't mean to interrupt you, but you got some important things to say, and I want folks to hear it.
Well, sorry. Yeah, I'm on my cell phone, so you never know what reception is going to do. I just think, you know, certainly the long-term demand for base metals out of Asia and the long-term demand for gold, because they've always culturally been very dependent on gold for, you know, cultural functions, for jewelry, and for a store of wealth. So I think we're in a nice position as both a gold and a copper play.
Getting away just for a second from Nova Gold and talking more in a macro sense, you know, it's interesting. I know the folks, the general consensus prior to the New York Gold Show was that it may be a little weak on attendance. It may be a little weak on companies that were exhibiting. Now, this was an opinion that was kind of thrown about a few months back. But from what I'm hearing you say, that wasn't the case at all. It was packed.
This was certainly, we thought this was the best year that we've seen as far as the number of attendees and the type of people that were attending.
Yeah. Well, it's a good show between Cambridge House, which is the giant up in Canada, and International Investment Conferences down here. I mean, they are both phenomenal venues to attend if you want, you know, if someone is interested in the resource industry, and certainly the listeners to this particular program are. I want to put you on the limb just a little bit, out on a limb just a little bit, if you don't mind. And, you know, just off the top of your head, okay, you're a bright lady, just off the top of your head, what's your feeling about the future, you know, the price of gold over the next 12 months?
I don't have a crystal ball. Al, we're certainly bullish on gold as a company. It's certainly very comfortable above 1,100, and now we've seen it move above 12. But you'll have to go to the street to see what the long-term sentiment is.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm curious about your opinion. Number one, because of your intuition, and number two, because of your involvement in the mining industry. I find it interesting and somewhat gratifying, I have to say, that when someone involved with, you know, with, among other things, a gold mining company says, I don't have a crystal ball, that's a very, very honest response. And I truly, I and I'm sure the listeners, you know, have to say that, you know, that we truly, truly respect that. Long story short, then, on the East Coast in general, you're in Boston right now. Obviously, you have meetings back there, et cetera. You're seeing some enthusiasm for both base and precious metals, huh?
Oh, certainly we are. I mean, it's a metals market right now, but I think as a mining company, we will be conservative. So certainly, we are completing studies and looking at the economics of our projects. We want to be conservative in long-term lag prices, and that gives us lots of room to move in the market. So certainly, if when copper goes up, that's fantastic. But if it drops, we're still in good shape.
Okay, there you have it from Boston, Massachusetts with Rhylin Bailey. Going to bring Roger Wiegand in the studio right now and get some opinions on Roger, specifically on something that Rhylin commented on, and that is the future prices, the future of, I guess I should say, for lack of better terms, of copper. Raj, thanks for coming in here. I appreciate it. You know, Rhylin is talking about the demand for copper that's coming out of the Far East. They feel, she and her company feel very, very, you know, good about that. What are your views on the future of copper? I personally am bullish, but you're the expert. What do you think?
Well, copper has economics pulling it in several directions. First of all, when they mine copper, you get byproducts and precious metals and other stuff. So one of the advantages in mining copper, some of these byproducts, if you're a real copper miner, present a lot of extra cash to help pay for the operation. That's first. Number next, it seems to me that with the high demand of copper coming from China for electronics, cars, all kinds of different manufacturing products, wire, tube, it's going to keep on going. The Mongolian operation that we saw that Friedlander's been working on for a long time, China is so bullish on copper, they built six monster smelters that cost them $250 million apiece right on the border between China and Mongolia. That shows you what kind of demand those people want for copper. Copper has pressures from varying aspects, but another thing is they seem to go on strike all the time in South America at some of the bigger copper mines. And consequently, it never seems to get ahead of itself.
Okay, there you have it. From Roger Wiegand, he too likes copper. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You worry.
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I'm going to chat right now a little bit with Rick Ackerman. Rick is a newsletter writer who has a great missive entitled Rick's Picks. He's a long-term veteran of the financial community, and he had some interesting things to say about the European bailout, which occurred just very, very recently here. And I agree with him completely. And the reason I want to get his comments on what he wrote is that he is not very optimistic long-term about the success of this bailout. Let me give you a direct quote, and then we'll get Rick to comment on it. He says, and I quote, "At last the European Union has decided to do a USA-style bailout, one which is quintessentially American, trillion-dollar price tag, and a shining vision of success." Quoting European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, Mr. Barroso says, "The agreement will ensure that any attempt to weaken the stability of the euro will fail." Rick's comment on that is, yeah, but for how long? Boy, I'll tell you, I guess that's my question too. Rick, your comments.
Well, so far, Al, the question how long has been answered is about 3 hours. That was the extent of the rally in the euro. And right now, I would say things are in limbo. It's a very, very difficult package to read. I don't think anyone doubts that it's going to fail. And it's going to fail eventually in the same way that the U.S. banking bailout failed. You know, the Fed is still sitting on a lot of bad paper.
Yeah.
In this case, the bailout's a little confusing, or it's very hard to read because it's not explicitly inflationary. It's a trillion-dollar credit line, and so it's been it's a credit line that has been extended by all of the European countries to their beleaguered brethren, which at this point is thought to include Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and Spain, besides Greece. So to the extent that it's really just a drawing right, an emergency credit line, it's not inflationary now. And it's hard to make the leap of logic that says it will necessarily be inflationary, because that's not the way Germany, for one, has worked. And Germany is really the key to any bailout, because it's the only country in Europe that can be perceived as strong enough to help. So I would say you know, you can't really jump to conclusions either on the inflation or deflation side here. Deflation is going to rule eventually, and or at least the effects of deflation will have to play out before all of the governments inflate their way out of their trillion-dollar commitments. So it's a tough package to read. The euro hasn't collapsed. It just spiked briefly. And, of course, considering the what the president of the EU said, that nobody's going to go on the attack against the euro, he was essentially made a fool of within hours.
Yeah. You know, what I find to be interesting here is, and I'm going to talk here about one of your readers' comments on this, you know, praising the European Union sacrifice. But I think the thing that perhaps this reader and many people don't understand is that long term, there is no way that you can solve a problem created by debt by amassing more debt. I mean, there is, it's just, that just doesn't work. I mean, as you and I have discussed many times in the past, the marginal productivity of increasing debt via, you know, in terms of economic growth in an area decreases significantly, as the amount of debt increases. You know, your reader said, quote, "The European Union must be congratulated. They have acted responsibly by choosing union over self-interest and nationalism. Instead of shunning Greece, letting her out, and locking the door behind them, they have instead made a tremendous sacrifice and have opted instead to take a share in Greece's misfortune despite the obvious risks, and they have put their collective neck on the line for the whole union by establishing what amounts to an insurance program for the rest of the sick patients in the group." You know, I have to tell you, maybe I'm missing something here, Rick, but I think other basic economic fundamental measures have to be taken in order to solve this problem. I don't think continuing to print money is going to solve the problem. I mean, am I nuts?
Well, there really is only one way to solve the problem from a purely economic standpoint. And by pure, I'm going to cite the Austrians there. That is essentially to do things that encourage savings and investment. That's the one way to do it. It's the way that West Germany pulled East Germany and Eastern Europe out of the hole. They essentially taxed the Germans to pay for a genuine growth that was funded by capital investment and funded by savings. So that in order to do that, if the governments right now were to encourage savings and investment as opposed to monetary stimulus, it would put us into a deflationary dive. But that's the only way, really, that the system can come back to health, is if you resolve the problems organically. So you're right. Merely creating more debt is only going to create more problems. And when you do these bailouts, essentially by borrowing against future tax revenues, you're putting more drag on growth. We can't possibly grow our way out of this by taking on all this debt. And of course, in the U.S., all types of stimulus are geared toward the one objective of consumption. The whole idea of savings and investment has really been, it's been lost. It's kind of a forgotten concept. So when the Wall Street Journal, for one, celebrates the supposed recovery that we're having, they seem ignorant of you know, economic history, to the extent that all we're getting here is a shot in the arm of consumption for consumption.
Well, I mean, yeah, what you're talking about here is you're talking about the basic difference between the Austrian School of Economics and the Keynesian School of Economics. You know, Lou Rockwell, who heads an organization in Alabama, a headquarter in Alabama, I believe, entitled the Von Mises Institute, Ludwig von Mises Institute, was on our Business Talk radio show this past weekend, and we discussed that at length. And I'll tell you, anybody who thinks that an economy can be saved, in essence, by stimulating spending as opposed to stimulating savings and investment, I think is nuts. I mean, just look at the experience of the past 10 or 12 years. you know, people were spending well beyond their means, way beyond their means. Credit card debt was huge. People were spending, but they were, their spending was based on borrowing and not on spending their own money, for lack of better terms. And look what happened to the economy in the United States. I mean, we're on the ropes right now. Let's talk. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. During that time, what was there was one thing that the Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan did more than anything else to suggest that things were okay, that the economy was on a good track. He constantly raised this issue of productivity. You know, he talked about how productivity is increasing. But to take that back to the Austrians, you know, the Austrians placed no importance whatsoever on the concept of productivity growth. They only regard it as significant to the extent that it has generated or it has been accompanied by higher real incomes. And as you know, real incomes in this country have stagnated for more than a generation.
You bet.
So whatever we've achieved in productivity growth has not brought us any real wealth.
No, it hasn't brought us any real wealth. And in essence, when you have a system that's based on funny money, which basically every single currency in the world is based on funny money. We don't have any asset-based currencies anywhere in the world. And the only country right now that I think is in a position where they can crow about economic strength, financial stability, etc., would be mainland China and possibly India, okay? They're doing things right, but you know, in terms of the European Union following the Keynesian systems that we follow here in the United States, I got to tell you, it is simply doomed long term to failure. I mean, let's put it in a real simple context. Kathy and I go out and we buy a bazillion-dollar house, and we lease a couple of bazillion-dollar cars, and our debt load goes from zero to a bazillion dollars. What's the ultimate recipe for that? The ultimate recipe for that is failure.
Well, I think it's true. You know, China has made a sacrifice, really, to the dollar as reserve currency. That the fact that the Chinese have pegged to the dollar has been supportive of the U.S. economy. And, of course, the U.S., because of the dollar reserve status, has been able to command money from the world essentially for nothing.
Yep.
So we're in okay shape now, but you're right, it doesn't end well.
It does not end well. Okay. Rick Ackerman is our letter writer of the week this week. If you want more information on Rick's picks, which I highly recommend you read, there is no cost to it. Click on his picture at the bottom of our website. The gal's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.